Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Tonight we wrap up our Faith in Hollywood series with a bang. Matthew Eldridge is the definition of living life with purpose and to the full. Matthew's worked in ministry, worship, he's been a pastor, musician, best-selling author. Right now, how about this, he's working as a stand-in and stunt double for some of Hollywood's biggest films. One of them is the next very eagerly anticipated favourite, at least in my house, Anchorman 2. Matthew has worked alongside the likes of Drew Barrymore, Adam Sandler, Steve Carell, Will Ferrell, Harrison Ford, and our very own Hugh Jackman. The list goes on and on. But the success and fame of it all isn't enough for Matthew because he's more passionate about making his work about God. Matthew Eldridge, very big welcome to Open House.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Great to have you with us. You've done so much, packed so much in your life. What did you set out to do in the early 90s when you graduated, Matt?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I went to film school, and then halfway through, I got saved. I gave my life to the Lord. God, the Holy Spirit hit me. God hit me in a strong way, and I wanted to serve Him. And so I actually stepped out of film school because film was really dark at the time, and I wanted to be a pastor and decided that's what I wanted to do. And so I switched fields, switched majors. And it's just kind of funny because I served as a pastor for many years, and I served in Christian music ministry for many years, and God just brought me right back to film.
What's the story of how, in your words, God hit you?
Oh, this is a really cool one. I was downtown Orlando. I'm from Orlando, Florida. And I was walking downtown, and this man, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I was troubled with life, had all these questions, and just seeking an answer, and this man was walking down the street, and we kind of crossed paths, and he was a very unique-looking gentleman. I've never seen anybody look like him before, and he came up to me, and he just started telling me things about my life, things that only God knew, and so it kind of freaked me out. And so he just said, you know, the Lord said, you're like a lone sheep going through the forest. Unless you get yourself and a flock of sheep with a good shepherd over you, the wolf is going to come and devour you. And Matthew, he is right there. He's ready to devour you. You need to be in church. You need to receive Jesus. Now, I was already a Christian, but I was not living for Him at the time. I had totally turned away. But that night changed my life forever. I said to him, I said, will you pray for me? And he said, sure. We sat right there on Orange Avenue, the very famous Orange Avenue. He stuck his hand on my shoulder, and he prayed for me. And at that moment, amazing things happened. My heart began fluttering. I began to see bright lights, and the Lord just touched me. The Holy Spirit touched me, and my life had never been the same after that.
Have you met that man since?
No, and this is the crazy thing, is I, as we got up to walk away, he told me some other things, some detailed things, and I actually have a book. I talk a little bit about it coming out that we can talk about later.
Yes.
But as he got up to walk away, you know, there was open parking lots, and I turned around, grabbed my bag, turned back around, and he was gone, vanished. I don't know where he went. Some people say he's an angel. Some people say, well, he was just an amazing man of God that just disappeared, that was obedient to the Lord, what God had going on that night. But I've never heard from him or seen from him since. He said he was visiting. He was not from the area, but I just know that that night changed my life forever.
Can I ask you why you took him seriously? Because there'd be some people who'd say, this guy's crazy.
Okay, you know what's in your heart. You know what you have done. You know your sins. You know your hopes. You know everything. And so the things that are so heavy on your heart, if a complete stranger comes up to you and says, hey, God's telling me this about you. You know, you're dealing with this. You're dealing with this. You're dealing with personal detail things. I mean, it kind of gets your attention.
Yes.
And then after that, when he prayed for me, just the presence of the Holy Spirit all over me. I had never felt that before. When I had prayed all my life, felt like when I prayed, my prayers went to a long telegram up to heaven. I did not understand that was possible, and so I could sense the Holy Spirit all over me. I could sense the presence of God, and so that night just totally changed me forever.
So from that night, what difference did it make in your life?
Oh, everything, because I was no longer me trying to do things in my own strength. I was no longer me trying to make things happen for myself. It was completely, all right, God, every single day is yours. I have this zest for you, this fire for you, this passion for you. just have your way in me every single day, and I could tell the presence of the Lord was with me. Very much an Acts chapter 2 experience. The Holy Spirit came and breathed on the disciples, and they got filled with the Holy Spirit.
And it changed everything.
Right. Changed ministry, changed everything. Because it was, you know, in Acts chapter 1, the Lord says to the disciples to wait. You know, don't just go out and preach my word, but wait for the promise. Wait for the Holy Spirit, so that when you do go out, you're going out with the Holy Spirit, being the one that does the ministry through you. It's no longer you. And that's the same thing for everything I do now in the film industry, is I never want to do it in my own strength. I never want to reach people on set and tell them about Jesus in my flesh. I want it to be completely the Holy Spirit telling me, hey, Matthew, I want you to go speak to Adam Sandler, you know, share Jesus with them, that kind of deal. I want it to be the Holy Spirit and not Matthew saying, hey, you know, I want to go talk to this guy about Jesus.
What's the response of, say, people like Adam Sandler?
Different people are at different levels. Some people, you have to plant that seed. And you let, you know, they know you're a Christian. You let them know. But you spend every single waking moment with them when you're on a film. I'll spend 3 months on a film. And you're together about 14 hours a day. And so they get to know who you are. You get to know who they are. And you just spend more and more time. And they see your character, that you're different.
Yes.
They see that your language is different. They see that your love for people is different. And through that, they're curious. They want to know, hey, what's going on here? And you just look for an opportunity to spread, to share. And you look for the... And I every single time I'm on set, I say, Lord, show me who it is on the set that you want me to minister to. Show it. Who do you want me to reach out to? And eventually, and because they see the difference in you, they see the inner joy in you, they see the peace in you, they see the love in you, they're like, all right, what makes you different? What do you have that I don't have that I need?
So it's not always in what you say.
No. It's completely how you live. It's reflecting it in everything, reflecting Christ. Because if the Holy Spirit is living inside of you, it will be reflected on the outside.
So after that amazing night, you went on into ministry as a pastor in various fields, youth pastor, worship pastor, street pastor, college pastor. What made you get back into movies, Matthew?
Okay, this is interesting. So I spent a number of years in churches and ministry, but I always had that itch. You know, it's the itch of you're stuck inside a church, you're serving people who are already saved, and I am very apostolic in nature, and what I mean by that is the apostles were church planters, and I'm passionate about planting things. I enjoy going and planting new ministries, starting something new, and getting outside of the church walls to spread the gospel, to touch the lost and the broken and the hurting. And I had been working in the church for years and years and years, and I was getting to the point where I was kind of lukewarm about it, and then the whole economic crash happened in America around 2008, and it was actually a worldwide thing, but pretty much America, we turned belly up. We had our horrible depression economically. Churches let go of pastors left and right. They went to part-time people or volunteers, and so I lost my job. I was one of the many who lost my job. And I was burned out. I didn't even want to start looking for another church job. And I was like, God, what do you have next for me? And this is really cool. And my very first job, that the first door that opened, the thing that transformed everything is I went from playing for several hundred people leading worship on Sunday mornings to I was asked to play guitar in this television show called The Vampire Diaries. Now, I'm not a fan of vampires. I'm very anti-vampire. I've worked with vampire cults as a minister and to help them break free from that and to turn to Jesus Christ. So I do not support vampire shows in any way, but I was asked to play guitar on this TV show. So I prayed and I asked the Lord, I'm like, Lord, do I need to do this? Should I do the show? Should I not? If you say no, that's fine with me. I won't do it. But I felt the Holy Spirit saying, you need to do the show. So I went and I played guitar on this television show, and I had a scene with a very famous man from New Zealand, an actor named Daniel Gillies. He's now an American actor. And so Daniel and I had this two-shot, and we shot several days. And he and I just hung out together the whole time. And he asked me, he said, Matthew, what did you do before you were in films and doing music in films? And I told him, I said, I was a worship pastor. And so he said to me, really? And he started asking me all kinds of questions about Christianity, about faith, and he's not a Christian. And so at the last day we worked together, he shook my hand when we said goodbye. He said, "Matthew, I need to look into this Christianity thing because it seems to work wonders for you." And that, my friend, that was why I was there. That's exactly why the Lord placed me there. You know, I planted a seed in Daniel, and I was like, "All right, Lord, this is why I'm here." And the day after the episode aired, I was visiting a middle school, and about 100 middle school kids between the ages of 11 to 14 recognized me, which is sad that they're watching it, but they recognized me, and they came running up and wanting autographs. And well, I used every opportunity. All the autographs I signed, I prayed for a scripture that God would put on my heart. I signed that scripture to that youth, to that kid, and gave it to them. And many of them said, what does this mean? And I had a chance to tell them, look it up in the Bible, you know. And normally in public school in America, you cannot talk about the Bible, Christianity. But it was an opportunity for me to do so. So God used it in two ways. So you know, that was my big break, my start.
Hence the title of the book that you've just written, Finding Sheep in Unlikely Places. That's what it's all about.
Finding Sheep in Unlikely Places is about whatever job you do or wherever you go, you're going to cross people. You're going to meet people. You're going to cross paths with them. And there are so many people that need to know the love of Jesus Christ. They need to know He's a Savior who died on the cross for their sins, who rose from the dead, and He can save them. You know, by His grace, we are saved, not by works, not by anything we can do, but by the grace of God through Jesus' sacrifice. The book is basically about whatever you do, opening up your eyes to all the people around you, and whatever gift or talent or ability you have, using that opportunity to share the gospel so that people can get saved.
I expect in an industry like Hollywood, lots of great highs, lots of great lows, though. Once people get to truly know you, it can be a mighty attractive thing.
Right, exactly. It can really attract them. And if they're hungry, if they're ready to receive Jesus, the door will open. God will put you in their path, and they'll ask you, and they'll question you. I've had so many opportunities. You would be surprised at how many people who were once Christians who turned away from the faith entered into Hollywood, and then the Lord used me to re-encourage them to turn back to the Lord.
Yeah.
That's story after story. I do have one amazing high, if I can share with you, about an actor who, I'm not going to say his name because I really want to, I don't feel right sharing his name, but I will just say an actor who was very famous back in the 90s, still known today. He was one of Hollywood's hunks in the 90s. I was body doubling for him and working for him, and I was praying for an opportunity. I knew he had sought after different things, and so I was praying for an opportunity to minister to him. And I have a prayer group, and I asked him to pray for an opportunity. And sure enough, he says to me, "Matthew, would you be willing to go to my hotel with me after work every day and run lines with me?" And I was like, "Yes." So so that was my door in, and so every day I went to his, and it was crazy because it was way out of my way. So I went up there and met in his hotel for several days and went over lines with him and just praying and waiting for an opportunity, because you can't just, you know, throw it out there. You have to wait for the right opportunity.
Yes.
And God gave me that opportunity, and so I began ministering to him, began sharing about God's love and God's love for him. The man broke down, and the Holy Spirit just hit him, and he began weeping, and he gave his story to me, and he said, "Matthew, I know you know God. Will you please pray for me?" And I said, "I would love to." And I went over, and I laid hands on him, and I began praying for him, and as I prayed, big tears just poured out of this man. God just touched his life and changed him that day. It was an amazing event. I'll never forget it, and that's when I knew. I'm like, "God, you've called me to be here for this very purpose. You've called me to be in Hollywood for this purpose, to reach the lost, the broken, and the hurting, because the harvest is ripe. We just need workers to come out and to reap this harvest. We need Christians in the entertainment industry to reach the lost and the broken and the hurting, because they're there, and they're just waiting."
Can I ask you a bit about your work as a double? Why you've gone for that, how that option opened up in your life and career?
There's a difference between a stunt double and a body double. I've done a little bit of stunts, but the stunt double does the really hard work and gets paid a lot more. A body double is basically, we're on camera in place of the actor. You'll see the actor from a distance, or the back of the actor's head, or body parts of the actor, or driving a car. anytime there's not lines, they'll use a body double.
Okay.
Because what happens is it costs a lot of money for the actor to be there and to set up the shot. So it's easier to hire someone like me, who's barely getting paid what the actor's getting paid, to come in and to spend several hours doing body double work. How I got into it is, it's quite interesting. I guess it was the Lord. I started doing features, you know, doing small roles, playing guitar in different TV shows and movies and different things like that. And then a buddy of mine was doing what was called stand-in work. And so I was curious of how to be a stand-in, and next thing I know, I was able to, God opened up a door for me to stand in for a character on a film, just like a couple weeks. And then I opened a door for another door, and then another door, and then another door. Well, if you stand in for a main character, if you look enough like them, then they'll ask you to body double for them. That's kind of what happened as well. So stand-in and body double, they're two different jobs, but they're very similar to each other. And a lot of times, if the stand-in looks enough like the body double, then they'll use them as well for the same job.
Have you got a favorite for whom you've stood in? Because you've stood in for a lot of big names.
Yes, I have. I'll tell you two of my favorites. They're all different. I've enjoyed so many of them. Adam Sandler was my last one. Adam Sandler, I body doubled for him, and I stood in for him a little bit. There was another stand in there, but I body doubled for Adam Sandler, and I enjoyed that. Adam got a kick out of it because we looked so much alike when I was all in the makeup and the hair and everything. We look nothing alike other than size outside of that, but as soon as they put makeup on me and hair and everything, we looked like twins. It was crazy. But he was such a nice guy. He would go to his fans. Every day there would be hundreds of people after work just waiting on set to meet him and for a glimpse, a picture, something. And Adam would go over to him and just take 45 minutes to sign autographs and take pictures. And, you know, that was a great thing to see. Jason Bateman was the other one. I really enjoyed working with Jason Bateman. He was a really nice guy, very friendly. And when he comes back to Atlanta, I'll probably work with him again. And I'll tell you who else, who I did not work for, but absolutely fell in love with, is Melissa McCarthy. She was on Bridesmaids. I mean, she's been around for years. She started Gilmore Girls years ago, Charlie's Angels, but she most recently was in Bridesmaids, and then she was Identity Thief. She's starting to really get to be known. And she's just one of the sweetest actresses ever. If she's not a Christian, it would be surprising because she appeared to be.
I must ask you about Anchorman. Who have you stood in for there, and what's it been like? What can you tell us about what's coming later this year when it's released?
Okay. Anchorman was one of those movies that they made you sign so many waivers saying you won't talk about it. You won't tell anything. Every day they took the script from us and they burned the script
for
fear that some of it would leak. So it's one of those super hush-hush movies, so I can't tell you anything about the
movie. At least
movie
I tried.
Other than, right, that's fine. But I will tell you that I did stand in for James Marsden. He was the lead guy in the movie Hop. He was in Enchanted and a few other things. He plays quite a different role. He kind of plays the not-so-good guy. And I also stood in a few days for a couple other characters. It was just kind of like day playing. But I filled in a little bit for Paul Rudd and then Harrison Ford as well.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing Anchorman 2 later this year. Matthew Eldridge, it's been a great treat talking with you. Thank you so much indeed for joining us on Open House.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.